want to pick up a couple of other things, if I may, really just to emphasize what Ralph has said in a slightly different way. And then I'm going to invite just JP, I think, to lead us in a time of reflection and ministry. And if I could actually ask folks that have been trying the gift of praying with people for healing to come forward. And I think we have enough. We have potentially four groups. Maybe we can create a fifth. Oh, there's another one somewhere. We'll create a fifth one over in this space over here. And the invitation is to come forward for prayer. And I'll just pick up that theme in a little bit as we just look at a couple more verses from chapter 3. Everybody who looks at this chapter with the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit will see new depths. And when Ralph and I were talking about this by email, there was a depth to one of the other verses in the chapter. And it's in verse 9, if you have your Bibles. If you don't, then... verse 9 says... No one born of God makes practice of sinning, for God's seed abides in him. And he cannot keep on sinning because he has been born of God. God's seed abides in him. Now, I'm not going to expand that too much, but look that concept up. God's seed abides in us. The very essence of God abides with us. I would even stretch it to say God's DNA abides with us. And when we were baptized and when we received the Holy Spirit, there was a fusion between our DNA and God's DNA. Isn't that incredible? It's just really building on what Ralph has already said. Yet our DNA, sometimes and perhaps more often than we would like, dominates. And so we have to return to a verse that Ralph has already mentioned. In verse 19. By this we shall know that we are of the truth. This DNA, this seed of God that is within us. By this we shall know that we are of the truth and reassure our hearts before him. For whenever our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart and he knows everything. So as we enter into a time of ministry, let that verse resonate in your heart. We have the DNA of God within us. We have the power of God within us. He has demonstrated the facts of that with the death and resurrection of his son, Jesus Christ. He has demonstrated the power of that on the day of Pentecost that we're celebrating today. He has demonstrated that to us in our baptism, in our being filled with the Holy Spirit, in our daily lives as Christians. So we can have confidence. And if we are a little bit distracted or even feeling condemned, come forward for prayer. If our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart and he knows everything. You can't hide from God. So just bring what you have, what you need prayer for, what you need healing of, what darkness you find and that you want his light to dissipate. Come forward for prayer. In the next 10 or so minutes, if you don't mind. So let us, JP, come forward. The other members of the band can get prayer. don't be distracted. And indeed, if we could have some folks come forward to pray with people. Yeah, in the next song. And then please do come forward. And I will try to direct traffic. Let's stand if you wish. Stand if you're able. And we'll spend some time coming towards the Lord and say, Even though our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart, and he knows everything. Amen.